Blog Talk Radio.
No, no, ma'am. No. Well, the YouTubers did hear that. I'm sorry.
Aww,
I'm very sorry.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
YouTubers. Y'all know. Y'all love it when I do that.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. That was Tommy.
One burping. One burping, one singing. Can't wait to get on the air again. I really, this show has come up.
Sorry about that.
I blame Corey, man.
Yeah, I didn't get y'all riled up before the show.
Actually, you know what? It is Corey's fault. She gave me this recipe from this website, Fit Men Cook, a little bacon egg muffin.
Did you make those?
I did. They are so good.
I need this website.
They are so good. And I've tried the savory chicken and quinoa. Delicious. I'm going to have that again tomorrow.
She's like, where is this? It's called Fit Men Cook. It's a guy, he works out and he puts up healthy recipes, but the stuff is good.
Yeah, and they don't taste, quote, healthy. You know how a lot of people eat healthy food? They say it's boring. No. This is not boring food. This is healthy, delicious food. I love it.
That's the thing.
We've been cutting out, like, all carbs here in the house.
You cannot cut out your carbs. That's the thing to do. You need to
eat them. But, I mean, we have them, like, once a week. We don't have them every day.
You are doing
a little bit of carbs every day, actually.
What you do is you need to change what carbs you're eating. Instead of eating bread, sweet potato.
Quinoa
is a carb. Yeah, very good carb.
Great.
Dude.
I have no idea what that is, but okay.
Go look in the store. You'll find it. What I like rice. Like my mother used to say, I must have been Chinese in a former life. So I can't eat. I cannot eat rice because obviously it's very starch heavy. It's not always a good carb unless it's steamed, and I don't know how to steam it, so I can't eat it. Quinoa replaces rice for me. So if you like rice, this is a good replacement for you, and it's a very good carb. It's energy, gives you energy. It's a complex carb, so you're gonna feel full for longer. Y'all thought we stopped talking about that healthy stuff. No.
No, we're still doing it. Uh-uh.
Oh, no. I
already down another 5 pounds, just so you know.
I need to stop living at the Panera Bread. If you're going to eat out, pick a healthy place. Panera is perfect. If you don't have a Panera near you, there is something healthy to eat at every single restaurant in existence now, including your McDonald's. The McDonald's, they're Asian. Spires, that shit is the bomb, okay? McDonald's, kudos to you. Oh, my God.
My favorite salad is the black and blue salad at Zaxby's. Holy shit, that is delicious. It is so good. And then at Panera, that power kale Caesar salad.
The one I got you eating?
Yes.
I'm sorry,
Oh, my God. That is so good.
A $9 motherfucker. It is worth every penny. Oh, my God.
It's so worth every – and it's big. I can't eat all of it. I eat, like, part of it and then save the rest for later, which is great.
And that is what quinoa is good for, Ginger. You won't get full.
Yes.
You cannot eat.
That sounds awesome.
Because I'm going to tell y'all gamers, here's the best tip I can give y'all from one gamer to another when you're trying to eat. Think of your eating healthy like a game. You want to eat the most food with the least amount of calories.
Yep.
So you find, you're going to have to look at the bottle. You're going to have to look, read stuff. And it does not have to be everything boxed. If you go to Fit Men Cook, like we told you, those things that Snow's talking about, you will not be able to eat the whole tray. He'll give you a recipe for 9 breakfast muffins. You're going to get through 1.5 of those muffins.
I got 12. I got 12 out of it.
I got 9, but my muffin tin is really big.
Yeah, I got small muffin tins, and it actually kind of overflowed a little bit. So I've still got, like, 9 muffins there.
You cannot eat them. And stress, there's actually no muffin in it. They're called a muffin. There's no bread in it. But it has all the good carbs, Ginger. Zucchini, and you got your, what, did you use red potatoes? Because I use them in mine.
I use red potatoes, but I actually switched mine up a little bit. I put green peppers and broccoli.
Oh, I got to try that way.
Yeah, green pepper, that's really, really good. The broccoli doesn't really have a lot of flavor to it, but the green peppers add kind of a little kick. I love green peppers. I love the taste of them, and I added that to it, and I just, it's delicious.
I had the zucchini, I had squash, I had red peppers, I have, what's the other thing that's in there? There's another thing in there.
There's, egg whites mainly, and then eggs, and then mozzarella.
I don't do mozzarella because I can't have mozzarella, so that cuts out a lot of my calories.
Oh,
and I have
turkey bacon,
and I don't know about you, but I actually pre-cook my turkey bacon a little bit because I don't like it, that red, raw-looking stuff.
I do. I like it, that red, raw thing, but it's delicious.
Yeah.
Turkey bacon.
So good.
Yes,
and
it is.
So, Ginger, try that. We'll give you a recipe. I promise you, you're not going to make it through.
There's an app, Ginger.
Yes, he has an app. Yes, he does.
And it helps you with shopping lists, and it tells you how much calories and everything, and you can have it on your phone, so when you're cooking, all you have to do is look at your phone.
Yes.
That's cool.
And I will tell you the funny, like, my, we talk about this all the time. My grandmother was a country girl. She grew up eating fresh stuff, but she also grew up eating pig feet, okay, which is not good for you. Pig feet, that type of stuff.
Oh, no.
Yes, it is. It's disgusting. Pig feet, pork chops. But she came for Thanksgiving. So when at our house, when you come for Thanksgiving, you do breakfast, and then Thanksgiving dinner is actually lunch. So she gets there, and I had the breakfast muffins made, and I kept telling her, and I told her what was in it, and she was like, I am not eating this. And then she took a bite, because she's like, it's not going to fill me up. She took a bite, she ate it, and she's like, I ate one, and I feel like I ate like a whole big meal. I'm full. What did you put in this?
Because there's a lot of protein in there.
There's a ton of protein in there. Protein is your friend, people. Even if you're out and there is absolutely nothing that you can have to eat, find the meat on the table and just go through it, because that's the one thing you can eat that's not going to add too much more calories, and you can eat a lot of it, but you won't have to, though. Once you start eating the meat, the protein kicks in, you're good. I have had to do that at people's parties before. Like, everything they have there is bad, and I'm like, okay, chicken, bam, I can eat that, and I'm going to eat it, and I'll sit there and just eat nothing but chicken. People be like, wow, you really like chicken. No, I'm just getting protein in, because that means I don't have to eat that other shit you got over there, them cheesy puff things you got, because when I'm done
eating it. Although the cheesy puffs are good, and I will tell you, for those of us who are just now trying to get healthy, do not deny yourself your cravings.
But
do not.
Yes.
Do not deny yourself your cravings. If you deny it, it's going to get worse and worse, and eventually you're just going to pig out. What you do is you have a little taste of your craving, but you complement that with healthy stuff. Like, I have a little bit of ice cream in my fridge right now, and it's Ben and Jerry's, which is very bad for you. Very, 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 very bad for you, but it is so good. And if I have a craving, I just go in there, take a little spoon, get a little bit, nom on that for a little bit, wander off, and that's all I do.
Here's my tip to that. Before I go in there to get the Ben and Jerry's, I got to drink 8 ounces of water.
That's a good one.
8 ounces of water, then I'm going to have my spoonful of Ben and Jerry's, because then my body is tricked into thinking I ate the Ben and Jerry's. But my stomach is full. Even if I want to at that point, I can't eat the Ben and Jerry's because I'm full. Some of you people out there, I pass this tip along to my friend. Hey, Aaron. Aaron's been doing this. When you get up in the morning, first thing you do, get you a nice hot cup of, so you're going to be like, yuck, lemon water. It just drink it down like it's medicine, hot cup, cold cup, lemon water, because it gets your metabolism up and going. It helps flush out all toxins. I thought that was some hooey at first, but come to find out it actually is true. And if it's hot, the better. Fresh lemon juice, half a lemon if you can take it, because it's really sour. I like sour, so it don't bother me. But half a lemon with the juice, freshly squeezed. Some of you girls don't have hand strength. Get your man to squeeze it out for you.
And if you ain't got a man, they make kitchen gadgets to help you.
Look, and if you ain't got a man, you put the lemon on the counter, put the cup on the side, and just mash down really hard.
That's true.
Lime and the coconut.
That's right.
And they also make these little gadgets. I have one because I don't have a man. So I go in there, and I cut up my own lemon or my orange or whatever juice I'm trying to get, and then I do it in the juicer. And you are breathing in the microphone. It's driving me crazy.
You're going to be all right. I got to breathe. I don't know what you want me to do. I got to breathe. No,
I'm just saying.
I have to breathe.
All right, let me introduce the show. We've been talking for 8 minutes. Okay. I'm sorry. That was my fault. I got us off on a tangent, but it does feel good to eat healthy.
We want our gamers to be healthy. You cannot continue to hang if you're in the hospital or dead, so you're going to have to.
True story. And I want to have a long, full life of gaming. Okay. So it is Thursday, and it is July 16, 2015. It is Thursday, as I said, so that means it's time for a Rough Ron Ready show. Where we like it rough and raw, and we are always ready.
I don't like the way you said that.
Yeah.
I don't like what you imply.
I like what I'm implying.
You like what you're
like too. Yeah. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. I'm Snow. Got a little distracted. That's Corey over there. And then we have Ginger over in the corner. So she's always in the corner.
Why am I always in the corner? What did I do?
Because you are a bad, bad girl.
I thought she was going to say because it scares Corey. Because y'all know that scares me when y'all stand in the corner.
It does when we stand in the corner facing it and we just kind of stand there.
Y'all know.
Maybe rock a little bit, just a little.
I know. I keep telling Corey I'm going to put one of those in her store.
You will not. You will not.
Make it a gnome. Make it a gnome.
I put out her store. I keep waiting for her to see them all. So.
Mermaid out too? She doesn't like mermaids.
You know what?
No, I put out these like little gremlin things that walk around.
I hadn't seen one. The first one I saw was today. He was sitting on a mushroom, and that was like an hour ago, and I started cussing. I was like, little son of a bitch, out of camp.
There are a lot of them around your store.
I noticed. I'm going to start returning shit and return. You're just going to wake up and like, Corey Muir has returned items to your inventory.
They just
want to
hang out.
Y'all know I woke up the other night to a movie, and that was what was going on TV. Somebody was facing the wall, and I woke up because I have to have the TV on while I sleep because I like the noise. And I woke up and looked at the TV and went, oh, hell no. And I haven't. Y'all got those big old giant TVs. So in my head, it was even bigger than the TV. I was like, oh, some bitches. What is the remote? I'm like, I put it on ESPN. That's how, and I don't even watch. I gotta get that off that channel. I don't know what this is, but it's gotta go. So much.
Now, ladies, I have found a reason why I'm looking at getting an Xbox One.
What's gonna pull you over?
I have something to show you.
Yes, yeah, so you better be good because so far they're just not doing it for me.
This actually is why I'm thinking about an Xbox One, because you can only play it on Windows 10 or Xbox One.
Wait a minute, what is this?
Well, then I guess I'll be playing it on Windows.
Fable Legends is what I'm talking about.
Oh, no, you know, I love how she put welcome back. Snow? Okay, have you looked at it? Explain to me what's gonna be like.
Okay, well, first, there's a beta going on, and I signed up for it, but then I realized I don't have an Xbox One. So there's a beta going on, this multiplayer beta. They have different, where are we? What is Fable Legends? And it tells you all about it, talking about what's going on. Magic is rife, and all manner of creatures and miscreants inhabit the world, blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. Basically, you can go through, and it's like Fable, but it's with other people. And that's kind of what I want.
I don't want that.
I do.
That sounds kind of cool, but I don't play it on Windows PC because
Well, I'm not getting Windows 10 for a very long time. I don't get the Windows right when it comes out. I don't.
But this is a good one. Remember, every other one is.
I can't wait. I mean, because I know they're supposed to be updating like this month, right?
It's a free one they keep saying, but I don't know about that.
If it's free, then I'll get that instead.
Yeah,
but
if you have Windows 7, it's a free upgrade. Windows 7,
work, bitch, work.
Free for me. Okay, then never mind. I ain't getting an Xbox One. I wanted it, but if I'm gonna get free Windows 10,
okay. See, now they do say. I see right there. It says you can enjoy it in single player.
Yes, you can play it in single player and you can play it in multiplayer. And I thought the multiplayer might be fun since we do really well in Don't Starve. I thought it might be fun to play this together as well.
They don't generally have anything in there that has to do with crafting. That's the commonality we share as gamers.
Yeah.
We all love to craft stuff. So
yeah, that is the one thing that I haven't seen anything about. Although you can play villain, which you might enjoy, Corey.
Now that might pull me in because I love to stomp me a bitch in the face for no reason at all. Then I just can't.
yeah, you can play villain, and it's going to be released.
Will there be a queen?
I have not heard anything about a queen. Really, like I said, it's just talking about the beta right now.
Okay.
So, and if Windows 10 is actually going to be a free upgrade, then I will play this on Windows 10 instead of Xbox. But you can actually find this if you want to read about yourself, FableLegends.com. You can go there. It will make you sign in with your Microsoft account. You can see mine up there with my little gamer tag. Yeah, so you can actually sign in and read all about Fable, and it'll give you everything. It shows you the heroes. There are different types of heroes. that have different things. You have the protector, Inga. And I like that there's both women and men.
Well, they learned that the hard way. All it took was one try.
And you have two marksmen, one female, one man. And that looks like a more magical kind of marksman. You have a salt here. Another protector. Ooh, he looks badass. A protector. She looks amazing. Support. I would probably play the support class. And then you have another marksman. And then you have, ooh, the controller. I like her.
Damn right. Keep them bitches
and
in
then,
line.
Right? Another support, which looks like might be a healer or something.
No.
And then you have an assault. What? That's just like, that's just the class. That, or his name
looking.
Is Leech.
It's creepy looking.
I think it's awesome. I like her, though. I think I like her best.
She's cool. She's very cool.
I think I like her.
See, the only thing I'm worried about is...
Was there any sort of pet class? I need to know.
Well, I do not see any pet class, no.
I'm very sad about that. I like pets.
There might be one later, but right now there's not.
It's just...
And then this is the villain. Whoa.
Now, I'm going to show y'all what I started playing earlier today in case you're not
that's
following
really
my Facebook.
Cool.
Can anybody hear me?
Yeah.
Like GLaDOS is pumping your leg.
Is she? Hello. Pick
no,
it up.
Not to me.
All right, well, then maybe it's me. You know what, Time Warner? Stop fucking with my connection. I will stab you in the face.
Somebody get that
she
girl.
She is so violent. Get your friend, Corey. Get your friend.
That's your friend. When she violent, she's your friend. When she making stuff, she's my friend. Okay. See how I worked it out? Yes. I started playing this today. I'm not sure how it's going to shake out. I don't know.
Stop sharing.
Yeah, you should stop sharing for a second. And I was going to try to go in there, but the game is... It might be a little too heavy to run during the show, but this is a Skyforge. This is a free to play. I
said earlier.
Yeah, I'm very excited about the clothes. And see this outfit here. The whole time I'm playing, I was like, I wish I could grab Ginger, but I couldn't because I was doing my, you know, I do my six things at once. I was on my six things, so I couldn't grab her. But see that skirt that she has on? It actually moves like a real skirt. When you twirl, it fans out. I have white petticoats under there. My that pink that you see on my face is actually a tattoo.
Wait,
that pink that's on my face is actually a tattoo that looks like a lace mask.
Oh wow!
And the hair moves and everything. You know, when I turn my head, her hair moves. Everything moves. And then you can change your class as many times as you want. You can change your clothes as many times as you want. And they have a whole plethora, not just of regular outfits like this, but if you really want to be ornate, you want the glowy helmet and the long cape flying back in the wind as you walk. And it does it not only in the character creation, but when you're walking around. And there is no lag. And when I tell you it's a beautiful game, it's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. I'm going to show you on my other – let me see if I can back up a little bit.
Is this on Facebook?
No. This is some company. They kind of snuck up on me. I'm showing all my people. I'm sorry. Some of you just going to be outed as my friend. They're not going to bother you, I promise.
Really? They might bother them.
They might. You know what? Let me stop there.
Morris.
They be like, look,
Corey. I've never seen you before, but I love you. I love you.
Don't you know, Car? Don't you know, Car? Car, your friend, right? Right.
I know Corey.
Yeah, this is the first picture that I posted up today. Say my sword and my heels are flawless. This is the training simulator. See, now you can kind of see my whole body. See the big old bow on the back, my heels. This is just
that's
a regular.
Cute.
It's just your regular.
That is awesome.
Regular old outfit. So then as soon as she stepped off of that square, is when she takes her shield and stuff off and the swords. I was like, this is going to be just the most adorable combination. So they got, I don't know who's designing the clothes over there, character creation. You got it on lock. Yeah, you can do the boob slider. So, of course, I knew every person that I passed that was actually a male. The ponytail one, I am thinking that somebody is going to love. I'm looking at one of you two.
What?
Ponytail?
There is a moving, move around, turn your head ponytail.
Really?
Yes. It's braided. It's long. Thanks a lot, Sid. Sid has his character has a ponytail. I was like, that's really nice. It goes through the body, which I was like, I can't, you know, too much Second Life. It does move through the body, but it moves. It's gorgeous. Her hair, bangs, and everything move. So I have to give you guys over there at Skyforge your due for a free-to-play game. It's gorgeous. The gameplay actually has me a little interested because it's not your typical click MMO. It is actually kind of Fallen Earth-esque, meaning every time you click is when you swing, not, you know, click, and you have to wait for it to run through its animation, then you click again. So I actually was fighting and doing stuff to block and have a couple of low combos you have to do, which aren't hard to do, by the way. Thank you for not making it. Okay, now press 8-2 Z L and then the colon at the same time, and then press the space bar, and then also turn your mouse upside down. My hands don't do any of that at the same time. So doable combos that, you know, I like. I'm impressed. I've only, like I said, I only got to play for an hour today, but it's free. If you were looking for something new to try out, go ahead and give them a try. It is just type in skyforge.com. It'll take you over there. And it's actually not cheap to even sign up to play. $20 for an MMO is not. To get the client, it's not bad. It's not bad for character class changes. Pretty, you know, whenever you want. I like that. I feel like I can play how I want to play, but we'll see how they do. Anyway, that was not what I wanted to talk about. I just needed to bring that up. So I'm all talking fast because I got green tea. Green tea is good for you too, by the way.
Yeah.
Yay!
I tried the green tea. I just don't.
Chai. You know what? I'm going to send you a box of chai, Ginger.
My favorite tea is my vanilla chai, and I usually drink it hot, but then one day I was like, you know what? I really just want some cold tea, and I don't want any sweet tea. So I put vanilla chai tea bags, and I made cold vanilla chai, big old pitcher of it, big old, that's a southernism, big old pitcher of southern or of a vanilla chai tea. No sugar, no nothing, and it is delicious.
I have green chai tea. I'm going to send Ginger a big old box, and I'm going to put in there, add milk, because that's all you need to do to it when it's hot. But I'm not going to send it to you till it's cold, because that smell in the house, that first day it's cold, you're going to be like,
it's so nice.
Man, that is lovely.
It is nice.
But I'm just drinking plain old.
Plain old. That's southernism. Plain old.
Plain old green tea with honey in it now. Good for you.
Yep. I don't have any sweetener in mine, and I love it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of honey, but
okay, really quick, so I can hand it over to one of these girls. Do y'all see this drama that's been going on with Dead Island 2?
No.
No, what's going on?
And one of my favorite zombie games, and that kind of scares me to play, but I love it.
I ain't doing no damn zombie game.
That one I would not ask you to do. Cause that one,
if I play dinosaurs, you play zombies.
Yeah.
Said Left 4 Dead, but we can't throw, you can't throw her in Dead Island. Dead Island is open world zombie. Yeah, that actually I get a little jumpy with that one, because there is no, okay, let's wait for it to load for a second. Okay, we finished this chapter, like it is with Left 4 Dead. Once you finish a chapter, you know how it is, Ginger. You finish and then you get a chance to break. There is no breaking in Dead Island. you're trying to loot people's pockets, and next thing you know, something just run out of the back of the woods. Yeah, so you
know. No.
Yeah, and that's me screaming even when I'm playing. Oh my God, I didn't see where she came from. Get her off me, get her off me. Okay, yeah. Anyway, but let me tell you what's going on. So, Jaeger is an independent dev. I guess they were working on Dead Island 2 for the past year, okay? Because we were all waiting for Dead Island 2. And Deep Silver basically told Jaeger, see you later, bitches, you out. Now, they issued a statement saying, with Dead Island 2, Deep Silver has always been dedicated to delivering the sequel that Dead Island fans deserve. After careful consideration, today we announced the decision to part ways with development partner Jaeger. We will continue working towards bringing our vision of Dead Island 2 to life, and we will share further information at a later stage. Now, this was announced that they were going to make a Dead Island 2 June of 2014, and it was supposed to be out this year, like right now. Right now.
Yep. I remember us talking about that. Yep.
They have now changed that to say a very vague 2016.
Oh, that's why somebody got fired. All right.
I don't know what happened up over in these people's. Oh, I'm sorry. There's another statement from Timo Ullman, who's the managing director of Jaeger, and he said that the company's departure from Dead Island 2 was down to a difference in vision. He told GameBiz that their team is made of the best creative minds and tech specialists who all share a common identity. Team worked with enthusiasm to take Dead Island 2 to a new level of quality. However, Jaeger and Deep Silver's respective visions of the project fell out of alignment, which led to the decision that has been made. Apparently, Jaeger's working on another game called Dreadnought with Greybox as a publisher. I don't know what that is. They're all going to Gamescom.
It seems like I've heard about Dreadnought. I'm trying to remember what that's supposed to be, but
I don't know. I'm just like, this is...
Brain is dead. Can't think about it.
This is some drama. Nobody knows what happened, and they're going to be at Gamescom. You know them German people. Ooh, it's going to be good. It's going to be juicy. I'm looking for some German to be yelled at people and some Wiener Schnitzel to be thrown. I need to see it.
Corey's going to be all excited in all the right ways when she starts hearing that.
I won't be there, you know, Corey, I don't have a passport yet. But yeah, I will be watching from a remote location with some popcorn going, oh yeah.
Yell at him, Roy, throw the shoe.
Yes, throw the shoe at him. I found some stuff about Dreadnought, but I don't think this is going to be a game that we like. I will show y'all the footage that I found on Google. This is not something.
Sounds like it'd be some sort of fighting game. Oh, yep.
You see it. Yeah.
Oh, it's a space game.
It said it's kind of like MechWarrior. I'm sorry, you MechWarrior people. I hated MechWarrior. That game came with the original Xbox. As part of the initiation for Xbox Live, and I remember as soon as I got done playing it, I took it out and threw it somewhere in my house. I have not seen it since. Like, this is stupid fucking.
I used to play an MMO that was sort of like that, and I had a lot of fun with it.
I prefer.
Besides that, I didn't speak the same language as most people, but.
Yeah, I prefer to build my own robots. That's why I have a Robotinatrix that's loose in the house. I prefer to build my own real robots. I don't want to play with other people. And.
No, that's true. Okay, I can see that.
Now, so you know what? It's just not a game genre I enjoy. Some people do. Some of y'all love it. Do not come ask me to play, though, because I have had a couple of those invitations this week. MechWarrior, want to play MechWarrior online? No, I do not want to play. Why? Because I said no. That's why. Where did Snow go to?
I'm here. Sorry.
Do we need to cut her?
Yes, please. I'm tired.
I'm not sure what cutting has to do,
but yes.
How does you tired have to do with you being cut?
I don't know.
All right. Somebody jump in here. It's time for another story.
I got it.
You go. I got the next one. If you take mine, I swear to God, I'm going to stab you.
I doubt I will because this one's kind of off the wall, but okay. I found this one and it's kind of a duh moment. A study came up and said that sexism in online gaming is really just good old-fashioned bullying.
Oh my god, I saw that. No kidding, right?
Yes.
What did you think it was? Did you think it was a nice hug and a rose?
That's exactly like not giving you roses was sexism, but anyway. So, these researchers, Michael M. Smith, I can't pronounce your name, dude, sorry, and then Jeffrey H. Smith, can't pronounce your name, from the Department of Integrative Studies at Miami University Middletown. So, what they did is they ran this study, and they detailed the new research in this particular study using Halo 3, mind you, and you know the first-person shooters are pretty notorious for having douchebags. So, and actually they use Halo 3 because it does a good job of recording data about kills and interactions among players. So, one guy played 126 games of Halo 3 as a man and a woman by using a recorded male or female voice. It wasn't his voice in either case. It was a recorded male or female voice. He found that while he was playing as a man, he received positive feedback even when he wasn't playing very well. When he played as a woman, he received many more negative comments, particularly from players who were performing poorly themselves. And that's the key that I kind of want to focus on, because we already know the other shit. He says, this suggests that men behaved according to a social hierarchy. When they were performing poorly, i.e. they were lower status, they did not challenge a male voice teammate, but they did challenge a female voiced one. Now, of course, researchers noted that highly skilled players seem to be more supportive of female players than those who sucked.
Let me tell you, the main problem that I have with that whole fucking study is that women have been telling you this shit for years. Why, as a man, did you have to go do it? And then you tell us, oh, this is a problem. Bitch, shut up. We've been telling you it's a problem. What, my word is not good enough? What me as a woman telling you was not good enough? You had to go and do it yourself for you to really understand it.
And I could have told you that the people who suck are the ones that are giving us the most shit. It's why I don't get on voice. People automatically assume I'm a guy. I just roll with it because I don't feel like dealing with the whole, you're a girl, no wonder you suck.
Oh,
my
God.
Is your husband the one playing? Is your boyfriend the one playing?
All that aside,
that just makes me kick their ass even harder. I will follow them, because I usually play violent games. I will follow them around, find him, hunt them down, kill them again and again and again.
And
again,
until
they give up and quit.
Sean Bowman.
He liked the attention.
Yes, he did. But all of that aside, my biggest defense is, why did it take you as a man? What women have been telling you for the past decade was not good enough for you. You needed to go do the study yourself so that you can see it. And I don't understand that. So, you know, that's kind of like along the lines of discussion we were having before the show. So you cannot objectively look at racism and see that it's racism. You would have had to go put on blackface for you to truly understand what it's like to be discriminated against, which is what you just did. I don't need you to do that. What I need for you to do is listen to me when I tell you that there is this shit is going on, and then start moving to do something about it. I don't need any more studies. We already know it's there. I need a study for you to tell me what was there. That's like you saying, by the way, you have a vagina. What? I do? No, I didn't need you to tell me. I already know that.
Are you sure?
You sure? Do I really? Guy, go away. Go away. Go find something else to do with your time.
And I will admit, that is one of my big reasons why I quit. Wow, because it never fucking failed. I joined a guild. I was damn good. My DPS was higher, if not highest, out of everybody, because I had tits. Somehow, you know, this made me less of a gamer. And it's the same people I play with every day, and about every other day, some of these guys would start in on me. And it was one of those, look, I know you're horny because I'm a girl. But you know, A, I'm old enough to be your mom. B, I'm married. And C, I will kick your ass all over the arena. It was like they needed it proved again and again to make sure that it was actually me doing it. Drove me batty.
Now, I will have a story from WoW right fast, if y'all don't mind, because I have started playing WoW again. I just had a craving for it, so I started playing it.
Yeah, because I said I was going to play, but I ain't playing with you.
Go ahead. Tell me. I know.
Answer my question in Skype there.
Okay. So, hold on. Let me post this for Corey. There's the link to the study that I saw.
Rocket.
So, what was I saying? Oh, yes. So, we're in this new dungeon in Draenor. It's Everbloom, and the whole party is trying to go a way that wasn't meant to be gone. Like, they're trying to trick the system and jump up a hill, so they don't have to go through a pack of mobs, right? And it's kind of tricky to do, and a lot of people can't do it, and I was having trouble doing it. I've done it before, but it's really hard to do. So I tried it a couple times, and I kind of made a funny face. You know, the little, like the whole, like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm doing this face. So I tried it again, and this stupid ass said, what, are you autistic? What? And I stopped, and I said, did you just make a crack about autism? He's like, what, did I trigger you now? Fucking autistic.
What? And I said, oh, my God. What the fuck is wrong with
that? I know. I did not even bother responding. I just left the group. I was on my DPS character, and you know it takes a shit ton long time to get a group of the DPS, but I would rather sit and wait in queue than be in a group with someone like that. And I actually told him that. I did tell him that before I left. I said, you know what? I would rather sit in queue than be in a group with you. Blocked his ass, left the group. And the reason it pissed me off so bad is my nephew is autistic. Okay? Mm-hmm. And it just really pisses me off that you automatically assume that just because somebody can't do something that was not intended to be done in the game. This is not something, it's not like it was something the developers intended on letting happen. This was basically a cheat out of the dungeon, so you didn't have to run through a pack of mobs. That's all it was. And because I couldn't do it that time, because I've done it before, but since I couldn't do it that particular time, you think I'm autistic.
Those people, I hate those people.
And then I'm going to say a comment that I saw because I joined the Looking for Raid. They have this thing where you can do random raid groups. I joined this one particular raid group on my DPS character, mind you. And as I'm, you know, killing shit, I happen to look over at the chat and these people are arguing. And one guy said something that I left the raid. I couldn't handle it. He said something like, boy, it's a real feat that you managed to slither out of the abortion bucket.
That's just bad home training. His mama needed to smack him in his mouth a few fucking times.
I agree. I didn't even say anything to them. I just boop left. I mean, this is why I don't talk in game. I played the game for the storyline because the story in Draenor is actually really good. It's a really good story. But when I try to get raid to get better gear so I can do more content by myself, I have to put up with this bullshit. And this is why a lot of people leave games like WoW and leave the Call of Duty and leave all this other bullshit. It's because the community, it's the anonymity of the internet that just absolutely boggles my mind. You think that it gives you the shield and that you're immune to all of this, but I could report you for saying stuff like that.
See, I get to the whole, you know, the autism one. I do, and I see where you're coming from with the abortion. But I will say that me and some of my gamer friends, we will say some mean shit to each other, and it's
we say mean shit to each other when we play.
But it's not between us. We're not saying it to some random person.
Okay.
What if somebody in the raid actually just had an abortion?
Or their girlfriend just had an abortion.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
If it's just us three, we know what's going on and we know the subject's not to touch. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We shouldn't say to each other.
Because I know I said that to a young boy. Well, I say young boy. He was late teenagers and he was being a dick to me. I don't remember what he said. He said something, I think it had to do with rape, and I went off about his mom, and the other was something about abortion, and he did not take kindly to that. But it was
The rape thing might have triggered it, too, but I like to think that I don't stoop to their level. I really don't. I'll report them for that particular comment, and I'll leave. I can't do it. Because this shit, you know, you have to keep in mind, and as Corey said, it is poor home training. You have to keep in mind, you don't know what other people are going through. And you may say that you don't care. You may say that you don't care because a lot of people, well, I don't give a fuck. I'm never going to see them again. That's true. But what if somebody said that to one of your friends?
That's a bad way to think about it. I mean, because this is still
You may see them again. It's a problem. You may walk into a job a few years later and run across somebody that said something to you. So the world is getting smaller.
You may say something in a game to the wrong person who's actually a hacker, and they're going to find your ass.
Oh, forget hacker. Y'all know my story with E. He wasn't even a hacker. He just worked at Microsoft, and somebody said the wrong thing, thinking that they were safe. And now that person, I'm sure, is still lamenting the loss of their Xbox Live account. But okay, so let's move along. Ginger, what you got good?
All right. So mine is, I want to talk about, you know, Corey and I both do something where we create clothing in a video game, and that's, you know, our hobby, and actually it's become, you know, we're actually making money at it. It's good. All right, so this guy, let me see if I can share the screen. There we go. This
Is a redhead girl. I'm kidding.
Sorry. All right, well, this subreddit over on Reddit, it's Destinies for the game. It is created by user Cosmo23. His name is actually Chris Shannon. He's been doing this as, you know, kind of a hobby, just a subreddit about his favorite game. Well, this hobby just turned into a paid position. He is now the community manager for Bungie.
Nice. That is awesome work.
Well, yeah.
Let me give Shannon some shout out on the book.
Chris Shannon, yeah.
Yes,
Shannon, you go, boy. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what you're supposed to do, guys. Get out there and do something useful for your community. You know, do good stuff.
Yes. And I love this because, you know, this is a passion of his. He loves this game. He plays this game. So he created a subreddit and started providing all this information. And, you know, Bungie is an amazing company anyways, apparently. But they saw this. And they're like, hey, you know what? This guy's already doing work for us. Let's go ahead and bring him on board and pay him because he's been doing such a great job on his own. I think that's awesome. So see, guys, you can actually take a hobby, take a passion, and make it into something real.
Agreed.
I love
that. That's awesome.
That is awesome. That's great news. I wish it was a girl, though. But, okay, so... Sorry, I'm off on my girl.
I have a bit of bad news that I'm going to throw out there, then you can go, Corey.
Which
okay?
What?
I know. Real fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know we reported that Batman Arkham Knight had some problems with the PC version and it got pulled, right?
Mm-hmm.
It will not be fixed until September. It was announced.
What?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Just for our PC people, right?
It just says PC version of Batman Arkham Knight will not be fixed until September. Sorry, guys.
That's crazy.
September or December?
September.
Why so long? I mean, they put the game out, what, 2 months ago?
Yeah, that actually is a really long time, especially if you've already paid for it. I hope they are reimbursing people. I honestly do.
Again, this goes back to our problem. I actually was about to get into a fight with somebody in Skyforge earlier today about being in beta. Somebody's like, I can't see anybody's names. And somebody was like, well, you know, maybe it's your computer. I said, this is beta. Well, the game is pretty much finished. You know when it's finished? When it don't say fucking beta on it anymore.
Right?
I don't care what you think. I don't care if they tell you it's out next week. You know when it's done? When it don't say beta.
God.
So, yeah.
Beta means that they are testing it for bugs. It is not finished, people.
I don't care if this was supposed to be released in the next 2 hours. Until they take beta off, it is still in beta, and you should report any errors, people. Please. This is why this is happening with Batman Arkham Knight. I'm not even going to... you know what? It's all y'all's fault. The developer's fault. Stop having people pay you to do beta. They're not doing their job. And then when this happens,
exactly.
They're mad at you. They want their money back. They're attacking you, and you're like, we didn't do anything. You know what you can do? Hire beta testers. We live in a world now where you can grab beta
there's
testers.
Three. Right,
they're right
here.
Yeah, all over the world. You don't even have to have them come in. Send me the test kit. I'll sign paperwork. And say, I'm going to send it back to you, or I'm going to give you $10,000. One of the two.
Yeah.
I will absolutely beta test the fuck out of things if you pay me.
I
will only beta test games.
Free
for
games.
Free if I am really, really, really interested in that game. But
I will beta test games for free if it's a mutual freeness, meaning you gave it to me for free.
Yes.
Therefore, I'm going to beta test it.
But I ain't going to pay to do it.
I ain't going to pay you. Not a damn dime. Hell no. Except for Prison Architect.
I did beta test and I did report a bug.
No. Alpha. So, we're still in alpha. That's not even in beta.
Oh, dude, that's alpha?
That's alpha.
Dude, they are adding new content and it is so much fun. I had executions, by the way. I've executed at least 10 prisoners.
Girl, I haven't executed anybody. She was talking about me. She hadn't executed people, not me. But again, you see the difference between I'm a badass introversion software. Badasses over there have not only still have a game in alpha that is kicking ass. The game is awesome. There is an iPad version. You didn't know that?
Yep.
No. There's an iPad version. I hear rumblings of an iPhone and Android version. Just rumblings. I don't know for sure.
Oh, God.
But when you're a badass, how many times do you hear anybody complaining over there? Everybody's like, I love it. How do I do this with my prisoners? This is an alpha. Alpha.
Yep. And there's a few bugs. Like there was a bug with the mail system, or they implemented the mail room, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a problem with all the empty mail satchels just accumulating in the room over and over and over again. But guess what? It was fixed the next patch.
They not even fucking around over there.
Nope.
And when they did their Kickstarter, and they did a Kickstarter and said, if you paid this amount, then we're going to put you in the game. We're going to give you this. Everything they promised, they have delivered. And that is my problem with a lot of you developers. You're creating Kickstarters. You're asking for early Steam release. And then we get Batman Arkham. And Batman Arkham is way too big to be doing that shit.
Yes.
This is one of those times when you probably should, you're a AAA title. You should have hired people that do beta testing, point blank. You cannot get away with, I'm going to let people test in alpha. You also over there, one of those Call of Duties or whatever the hell is coming out on Steam, stop saying early access. It's not early access. Hire some people to test that game. It's going to go bad. I see it happening.
Yes,
it's going to go bad.
Yes.
It's gonna,
every
it's,
time I hear
I'm
early access.
I'm tired of getting shit games. Because you're
yes.
like, oh, it's released now. And then I play it and I'm like, the fuck would you release this?
That
it's
happened with Elder
shit.
Scrolls
it's
Online,
broken.
Too.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I love
oh, God.
Mm. Really? I loved it.
I told you I didn't like it.
The point.
I told you what I played. I was like, this is...
There were so many quests that were broken, and I was just
yes.
like...
And
then, like, well,
it
went through alpha and beta. Well, who alpha and beta this? Were they...
Exactly. We did.
They,
we did. We were in there.
I know, I did, and I submitted bugs, but the quests that I submitted were still bugged whenever it was released.
Yes, because they had too many people and they were not watching. I can tell you that I sat in an area probably for 2 hours just reporting bugs, and there was nobody around me. The texture's missing off of these boxes. The waypoint is sparkling here, but it's really over here. This person here keeps attacking me, and then at a certain point, I don't even hit them, but they just die. I mean, I was just sitting there just typing them in, because that's what you're supposed to do.
Yep.
Played the game. They're still there. I go over there. The box is still done. Texture missing. Really? that was the texture on the box. Texture missing. Oh my God! Come on.
Off topic. Jay Dukes wants to know 10 executions. Were you in prison in Texas?
No, dude. I'm telling you, these. I've read their files, and I wait. Like they have a cutoff point. Like they have appeals they have to go through, and you have to get below 10%. I wait till they're below 10%, and I've had 10 prisoners get below 10%, and I executed their ass, and they were crazy. I mean, they were like multiple murder counts, premeditated, crazy.
I had one of those.
People, nice.
Wait. No.
I'd be like, death row, bitch? You're out of my... Gone.
I had one of those that was a multi-murderer. He went, he got his appeal. I didn't really want him to get his appeal, which I would like them to put that we have some control over that we can do that role. But... okay. I didn't have to worry about that because as soon as he got outside, there was he was going through the holding cell to go out because I have it built some kind of weird way, and they killed his ass before he ever even got out of prison.
Nice.
It was released. I was like, I saw him walk outside and the prison was like, boom. I was like, aha, that's what you get, bitch. You killed her. You should have never been paroled in the first place. You have a 55% of reoffending anyway. Okay, anyway, sorry.
I like when they fight and their hands are like little circles and they go out and they let you hit boom, boom, boom. That's so funny.
He's not my favorite. You know my favorite one with the cell.
I haven't had that happen, although I have seen the crazy bounce a lot.
I like the crazy bounce. Okay. I got some. First, let me do this because I have to finish up with this next news because I got two stories. The second one is what's going to shock the hell out of all of us. It's my turn. Thank you. It is my turn. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Wait a minute. Is it your turn?
I don't know. It's my turn. Okay.
So, Jade Raymond, thank you for running the world, who was the former Ubisoft Toronto lead, is now running things at EA Montreal Studios. Work, girl, work. In her recent announcement, she said they're going to work close with BioWare, and they're going to be working on Mass Effect Andromeda. And she's also going to be working on Battlefield and Dragon Age. A woman, hello.
Another Dragon Age?
I don't know what she said. She's going to be working with them. I don't know if it's a new one. And they have another. They're talking about using the Frostbite engine, which is supposed to almost rival Unreal Engine. I won't be getting a hold of that one. But she says, in addition to building a new Motive studio in Montreal, she will also oversee the Visceral studio in California. She's a huge fan. The games has come out of there, so she wants to work with them as well. She wants an opportunity to work on the Star Wars universe. She is like stepping in like, I got this. Back up, bitches. So Jade, work. She's also going to be working with Amy Hennig, who also heads up the Star Wars game. So awesome. Work, girl, work.
What?
I'm surprised she's at EA. EA, y'all shocked the hell out of me. Now let me show you that EA has really further shocked the hell out of us. Ginger, I want you to get a cold compress and just sit very quietly for what I'm about to tell you, okay? You too know. Breathe deeply. Relax.
All right.
Comcast is partnered with EA. Wait, no, that's not the shock. To have game publishers stream via your cable box. Stream your games via your cable box. They launched today a beta test for what's going to be called Xfinity Games powered by EA, which will give you the ability to play EA titles on your TV, your smartphone, your tablet, using them as a controller. They are starting out right now.
Oh, they are humping over on
Twitch.
Xbox.
No, Twitch is who they're after.
Wait, I'm confused.
Oh, stream. You mean stream live. Stream your play.
Stream your play. You can play your game and stream the gameplay. Okay?
I thought they they had the games on a server and you could access them on anything. I see what you're saying now. That's different. That's awesome.
And so right now, available is Real Racing 2, nothing that we really, really love. Plants vs. Zombies, Peggle Knights. Some of you like some Peggle. I've never played that game, but it's got some people out there. Y'all are Peggle crazy. It's like, seriously.
I have not heard of that. I'm not going to look it up because it sounds like it might be addictive.
Yes, I hear that it is because I have mentioned Peggle in the presence of some gamers, and they're like, oh, dude, you don't play Peggle. Here come, but send me an invite. I'm going to send you an invite. No, that's okay. Anyway, we got FIFA. Which we all know some of you are crazy about.
It's a whole podcast game.
Can't stand FIFA.
And
FIFA 3042.1.
I see what the draw is for FIFA. I do. I looked at it. I got to play it. I understand. I'm not, it's not going to be something I'm going to ever love the way they do, but I get it. And also Monopoly, which I do have a problem with. I can't even touch that one either. Comcast has said that they were that user subscriptions will allow you to play the games as much as you like. They're going to be frequently updating the content. The game streaming will be charged against your data plan. So if you have a data plan, you are in trouble. If you have a, because it's going to, you can do it through your phone too. The beta period, they're saying it's going to last about a month. It is compatible right now with your iPhone and any of you people Samsung mobile devices. So
I know what Peggle is. Oh my God, I used to play this on Nintendo. Oh my God!
Not listening to you. No, Ginger. No.
Wait, what happened?
She knows what the Peggle is, and she's going to try to pull me in. I hear it in her voice.
Oh no. Shh.
La, 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 no Peggle. No.
I'm sharing the screen.
No.
I'm not looking.
You know you're on love.
I'm not looking.
No. Jay says, Serial Jaywalker is off to the chair. Yeah, I wish I could.
Oh,
let me mess Ginger up a little further and tell her what I found last night since she wanted to be showing me Peggle. You remember that Geometry Wars game we were looking at last week?
Yeah.
It's not available on app stores.
To play on your phones. Don't tell me that.
Girl, I was up at 2 o'clock this morning staring at the screen looking at Geometry Wars. I should just go on and press buy. I don't know why.
I have news about another game. Another game. You ready?
What? No, it's my turn!
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Oh, we still have to do Steam sales, too, so hurry up, Ginger, then Corey,
Google Fiber. We all love Google. Google is like some amazing folks. If Google were a real life person, I'd be humping their leg.
Yeah.
Anyways, Google Fiber announces on the 15th, announced yesterday, that they are now going to be offering free internet service to low-income families in every current and future market it serves.
That is awesome.
Yes, it's tied to President Obama's Connect Home program, which is trying to bring internet to more school-aged children and families living in HUD-assisted housing. I think this is amazing. So far, HUD has selected Atlanta, Durham, Nashville, and Kansas to start out the program, but Google is promising that it's going to reach all of the Google Fiber cities.
Can we be one of the Google Fiber cities, please, Google Fiber?
I know that I'm not in the Google Fiber city, but I am so happy about that.
That is amazing. I mean, because like I said, I remember back in high school, you know, the people were like, go home and access it on the internet. And it was one of those.
I ain't got no internet. Or in my case, I ain't got no light.
I did like my senior year, and it was saying, well, we didn't always have it. Some months we couldn't afford it, but.
Look, or in my case, I ain't got no lights. Can I access internet by candlelight? Hello.
Yeah.
No kidding. Yeah. I grew up one of those families. Sometimes we didn't have lights. Sometimes we didn't have electricity.
Yes.
This shit happens.
You survive. That is awesome.
Fair. I'm so loving this because I know I have kids in my class at school who are brilliant kids, fucking smart. But they cannot afford internet. They want to do their work. They want to do well, but their family cannot afford internet. So if Google does this, it will help so many children. I am so happy. Oh, my God, Google, thank you so much.
Well, we just got to get them to come to more cities is the problem.
Yes.
Please, Google, just make your way somewhere else. I don't need the free. I'll pay you. I'll give you money. What you want?
I will pay for it too because I can afford it. But I know some kids can't.
What do you want? You need me to make you scarves?
You want a kidney? I'll give you a kidney.
Look, you want a kidney? Take one of these kidneys. You need a lung? I got you. What you need? Go for what you need.
Exactly. What you need? I got you. I got you.
All right, well, we got 6 minutes, and somebody's still got to do the steam sale.
Oh, yes. Jesus.
Let's do this.
Baby Jesus, as my friend says. Baby Jesus. Not Jesus. Jesus. Baby Jesus.
Jesus.
Baby Jesus.
Cheese and crackers.
Go ahead. All right. Let me get my screen shared. Apparently, Google is not mad at us tonight. I don't know what was going on Tuesday. Tuesday, they were mad at us, okay?
We showed a whole bunch of stuff today that, you know what? Never mind. Go ahead.
Anyway, man, I'm mad at us today. All right. Can y'all see my screen? You people that like worms, that game worms, I don't particularly like it. It's on sale. Yeah, maybe you love it. Yeah. It's on sale. Get you some worms. Salt. I don't know what this is about, but maybe you want to play it. Salt is $14.99.
It's a weird game. I watched someone else play. It's very strange.
Anno 2205. Remember, we watched this from Ether.
I don't want to play. Wait, is that the moon one? Settlement from the moon? Yes. I don't know if I want to pay $60 for that. I don't want to pay $60 for it. No, I do, but that's why I'm gonna look away. Okay, it's the escapist. I hear this one's not on sale. It's
$17.99, but I hear it's a really good game. Trove, free to play. You got your Street Fighter. I cannot show this to a preteen actress because she is a hardcore Street Fighter. You don't know how many times a day I hear, how'd you get in my house? Craft the World, if you want to play that one, $18.89. These are not on sale.
Oh, my God.
Okay, this was this one of the ones we were talking about, Active Aggression? Instant access, multiplayer, but don't do it, people. Don't do it if you're not interested in really doing the beta because it's going to bite you in the ass. We got some Oh, this is what I wanted to get to. Steam Link. Okay, I have no idea what this is. Let's talk about this. Okay. Play it on any TV in the house. Connect to your home network, bam, you can just play. That I like.
That is sexy.
And it's affordable.
That is sexy.
Look at the price. Look at the price. Okay, if you buy the if you buy the controller, I guess is why it becomes $99. But this right here is totally affordable. Steam, very nice. Thank you for doing that. Thank you.
Even that $99 for the controller and the Steam Link is awesome.
Yeah, it's not bad. You know what? This could be a problem. I could play Don't Starve with y'all bitches in the living room. I'm gonna die.
Oh, shit, I didn't think about that.
I'm on the couch, just all in a blanket, because y'all know I love wintertime. Just all in a blanket, just wrapped up. Got the AC cranked down to 50, trying to pretend that it's winter. That's awesome right there. So I think I may look at grabbing that. That's a good purchase.
That's a really good purchase, yeah.
We
got 4 minutes. Make it fast.
I'm checking. Okay, let me pop over here to GOG, because some of you like GOG. Same games. Worms, if you want to play. Some of Osalis, the Dark Call, if you like your RPGs. The Guild of Dungeoneering, I don't know what that's about. Shadowrun Hong Kong, I will not be picking up. Sorry, Shadowrun people, y'all have messed up. I do not like that turn-based bullshit the job gave me. Okay, I don't like it.
Ooh, okay, I found one. Warhammer 40,000 Dawn of War 2 on sale for $20.
That's very nice. I was going to show...
That's the Grandmaster collection.
Let me show y'all my collection at GOG. A game I really want y'all to take a look at. Mistake. I bought this on sale. This game is hilarious. It is hilarious. It's fun. You are obviously a female bank robber or whatever. You're a spy, whatever, but you have to get through this office. It is kind of a top-down three-quarter view, but you have to sneak around and not get caught. And it sounds easy, don't it? But it's not. Pick it up over at GOG. I don't know what the cost is because they don't work like Steam, so I don't know what the cost is. But the Marvelous Mistake is very, very fun. Pick that one up this weekend if you got nothing else to do. How much time we got? We got like 2 minutes. Oh,
yeah.
Gear Up. Here you go. Got 3 days to get this one. Weekend. Grab it.
That looks kind of cool.
The Gear Up one?
Yeah.
So it's a robot. Right. You build robots. See, this one I would play.
See? Yeah.
I will play. Right. You build and then you fight. That's what I didn't like about MechWarrior. They just give it to you and then here's your robot. I'm like, I need to build my thing. So it plays to my
strength. Oh, it's free to play? Yes,
it is. Free to play. Mm-hmm. Don't get no gooda. Get you some burgers and
don't
sit down
no
and
gooda.
Make robots. Just messing up my English language. I love it. This Besiege stays on sale. I don't know what that is, but maybe you haven't gotten it. Crusader Kings is another one. Stays on sale, but it's under $10. Here it's a great game. I want to give a shout out to my people that play my miniature sheep game that I've been playing. My people.
Oh my God.
My tiny sheep.
No.
Okay, hey, I have not tried to recruit you into Tiny Sheep, but I love it. I got me some baby sheeps. I got a sheeps. Notice I messed that one up. Sheeps. Mm-hmm. I hate when I hear people say that.
All right, we got to go. you can tune in on Tuesday for Pixanisa, your favorite pixel fashionistas, biggest bitches in fashion. That's how we like it. Fetish like us, favorite shit on, because that's how we roll. And on that note, say goodnight, my bitches.
Good night, my bitches.
Yes. By the way, Portal 2 is on sale, $19.99. That's not really a sale, but Portal 2 is an excellent game. The cake is a lie. The cake is a lie, bitches.
Totes.
The cake is a lie. Let me show Ginger this real quick before we go to.
Uh-oh.
Peep it.
What is that?
What?
Is it bad to find him sexy?
See that word right there, Ginger? Yeah,
tick there. Also rigged.
Uh-huh.
Is it bad that I find him sexy?
I need to know if it was worth for what we're doing.
I know it doesn't, but I just wanted to show you so I can mess with you.
Damn it.
Because I know you're going to look at it.
If I make characters with that, can I sell them?
It's quite a pop.